one time you said, my path is not universal. My path is to teach the highest truth. What do you mean by that? What is the difference between the universal and your highest teaching? The way the teaching comes through as a satyam, people are not ready for it. At least masses of people are not ready. So my path is to dasjin. Dune dune. It is not to announce it on a platform to all people, because it will be misused, abused, and forgotten. Satyamji, once you said this path is not overnight path. This path is hard. The first couple of years is easy, but often that is a lot of responsibilities. What kind of responsibilities are we talking about? The first couple of years, you taste the sweetness of the good news that is given to you by some experiences, and you will be as if you were in a honeymoon. After that, you are expected to practice, to be vigilant, to be with it, to live with it, to eat it, to breed it. And not too many people have this one-pointedness, and therefore it caused them confusion and separation, even though it's a part of this path. So I would say, in order to make the obstacles and the confusion less and less on this path, dedication has to be rising higher and higher, in order for mind to withstand all this blow of destruction. You always say, follow silence. What do you mean by that? How do you attain that all the time? First, you follow the silence in the region of your heart, and you become extremely alert about it, give interest to it, love it like a child. And then the silence become interested in you and feel every thoughts and words and deeds into that ocean of silence. In that time, there is no separation, and what is left is Sat Chit Ananda. Is the truth that silence? The truth is silence and also the noise. But only can be recognized in the silence first, and then the noise. If we look at it in the noise first, we will never find it. You have to look at the silence in silence, which is the truth, and the truth can be known into the pictures, not the other way around. You often say love and truth are spoken of silence. When I talk to you as Satyam, it takes you to silence. Will you please elaborate on this a little bit more? When the truth is spoken, in the bosom of truth, there's nothing but silence. So therefore, whenever we hear the truth, it makes the mind obedience of the heart. It makes the mind sink in the region of the heart. It makes the mind to be like a bee trying to get the nectar from the flower. So the cause of that is because the truth has power, the satyam has power. You always say, my teaching is to stand my ground and invite people to that ground. What is that ground that you are talking about? The ground is the unmovable, unchangeable, unending, everlasting, never dying, never born, the state that is not individualized. It does not look at the picture as real. And that state is the only state that is real. The rest is imagination in the mind. And when we stand in that ground, the picture begins to melt away, and that's the only way we can help people and wake them up, by not moving from where we stand and allow them to come to our field and experience that ananda or the bliss. My most precious, today is Guru Purnima Day, the day of the teacher, which I respect with gratitude. What is your message to your devotees on this day? You mean the people that are thirsty for truth or satyam? My message is, don't delay. Don't delay this feast, this invitation. Don't be fooled by temptation. This world has nothing but suffering and pain. And if you buy the pain, if you go after the happiness, there is no way that you will not receive pain. Listen, if you're thirsty and tired, quit being in the roller coaster. Get off and stand in the ground of truth or satyam, and try to have interest and love toward this path. It's enough. Eons of lifetime we have suffered. It is time, it is our turn to wake up and laugh and serve.